TikTok's chief executive said on Thursday that there are many misconceptions about the company as he arrived at the Capitol ahead of his testimony to the U.S. Congress. They are in hour three now, and Chu faces tough questions from lawmakers who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the company pledges to keep the data of American users out of foreign governments' hands.
All protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team. This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law.
His testimony caps a week of actions by the Chinese company aimed at convincing Americans and their lawmakers that the app creates economic value and supports free speech. TikTok has said it has spent more than $1.5 billion on what it calls rigorous data security efforts. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump has been ordered to turn over material as prosecutors examine whether the former president obstructed efforts to recover classified documents. Here's Jennifer King.
A brief online notice by the D.C. Court of Appeals panel indicates that the attorney has been directed to turn over evidence related to the investigation into the mishandling of classified documents. The case is sealed, but the details appear to correspond with a lower court fight over whether M. Evan Corcoran could be forced to provide documents or testify in the probe. The Justice Department has been looking into why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return the classified material. It suggests the appeals court sided with prosecutors, who argued that Trump was using his attorneys to further a crime. Corcoran drafted a statement to the DOJ that was signed by another Trump lawyer, Christina Bob.
This is VOA News. Norwegian